I'll make sure to get that address for you. His name is Paul, one of the specialists in your area.
Hi there. Okay. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Mary wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, to answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a very significantly reduced rate here. You still actually qualify. 4 years in, she says, but that's less than five. So it's a newer business, so you qualify for reduced pricing. It's going to save you a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service on a month-to-month basis. How's your Monday going, by the way?
My Monday is going good. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. So, excuse me, I've got your file here. And I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need to find something, but we don't know where to go or who to call. So your customers will find you just by typing in keywords related to any of the cleaning services or janitorial services that you provide. And, of course, they'll call you directly. You're not paying for a lead or chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. Keep in mind, when someone calls you, they will have seen the .com website that we will build for you. So they'll know that you do exactly what they're looking for. By the time they decide to call you, they pretty much already decided that if you answer the phone, you're available to do the job. And you know, your price is fair. They want to hire you for your services. As far as our price goes, it's month to month. There's no long-term contract. But as long as you choose to use the service, you're looking at an exact amount of $199.00. That is 50% off the normal cost of the service. You'll save $200 a month. Now, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just that flat rate. And, of course, a lot of your work is going to be recurring business. So it's a great way to get your phone ringing, get a list of established clients, and continue to provide services for those clients and perhaps even grow your company. Now, I'm sure it's not just you doing the work. You've got a couple of helpers or a crew?
Yes.
Perfect. So you can definitely handle more business. Now, being that we offer the service on a month-to-month basis with a website included, and since it is a flat rate with the calls coming directly to you, I'm sure that's something that you would want for your business, right? More phone calls, more opportunities to take on more work?
Yes, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, Google it, you know. It's what we say, and it's what we do, and it's where we go when we don't know who to call. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, and every new client who uses your services then becomes traditional word-of-mouth. They can recommend you to someone else. Now, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you can see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. Did you have any questions, though, for me at this point?
No, that'd be it.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so the reduced price for a new business, like I said, it is kind of a promotional rate, but it is not an introductory rate, meaning it's not going to balloon up on you later on. As long as you choose to use the service, that is the exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. Like I said, big jobs or small recurring business, it's the same flat rate. Now, it is just simply JFS, right? That's how you want the company to appear online?
I want the company to appear online. It's JFS LLC.
Okay.
But I want it to appear as a janitorial floor services.
Okay, janitorial I got and the services I got and the word that starts with an F? Was it full or floor? There was just a little bit of...
Janitorial floor services.
Floor services, I gotcha. Wasn't sure if it was full or floor. Now, it is mostly floor service, right? Stripping, waxing, buffing, carpet extraction, but you do like window cleaning as well, other services, correct?
Yes, so janitorial-wise and floor tech-wise, yes.
Perfect. Perfect, yeah. That's great. very descriptive of the services that you provide. It's also going to help you with ranking. I mean, when all other things could be equal, those little things do make a big difference. What really is going to make the biggest difference, though, for you is to have the content online that the search engines search for. You know, Google indexes almost 70 different destinations and directories. They're all equally important to Google. And of course, they'll all be talking about your services and your service area. You mentioned to Mary, or at least you put in the notes here, that you've got a Facebook and an Insta account. Well, if you didn't already have that, we would have created it for you. You know, we create the content that Google wants to see. So Facebook, Yelp, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, dozens and dozens of directories, all equally important. Many are not even known to the public, but they all talk about your company and where you provide those services. So, you know, we don't create that content so your customers can find it, although some can find you on Yelp, Facebook, etc. We do, though, create that content so Google will see it. So the search engine will easily and quickly see time and time again, be kind of reassured of the fact that you do provide these services in the area. It really is the companies that have the most relevant content online that Google will put on that first page. So especially as a fairly young company, that's a powerful thing. You know, you don't have to be the guy that's been around the longest or has the biggest company or does the best job in town. As long as you've got some online presence, if you've got at least the right online presence and what Google wants to see, you can be one of those top options. Okay. Now, the phone number that we're speaking on, this is the number that you want your customers to call and also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and the 405-215-7617, is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes, it's an iPhone.
An iPhone, yeah. Yeah, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Commercial, even residential clients can call you directly. But if they fill out the contact form to tell you where they're located, the contact form on your website, you'll get a text message as well as an email. And whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or contacting you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything that they do type into that form, though, will repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So not only will you be able to see how much work you're getting and where it's coming from, you'll even know who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, no one would need to see it. It would be hidden, but still attached to the contact form. And of course, when necessary, and certainly for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records, we'll email things out to you. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
Okay, one second, sorry. It's going to be under, it'll be under janitorial4,
mm-hmm.
dot, this with an S, at gmail.com.
Okay, so again, just breaking up a little bit, you said janitorial4 dot, and then I heard the with an S part, but not what came before that.
Services?
Services
with an S.
Gotcha. And that's just at Gmail? Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. So basically the name of your business at gmail.com, there's just a dot between the floor and the services. So certainly close enough to your business name that we'll be able to list it physically on that website. And, of course, we'll use it when we need to reach out to you. Did you have a preference? We use phone, text, email, and it's going to be the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for something quick, we might just text it out to you or maybe give you a quick phone call. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Phone, text, email. So it'll be that's my email. The phone number before the 415.
Right. We can text on that number too. Did you have a preference as to how we contact you? I mean, there's always going to be a mix of things and maybe a little redundancy built in. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message and send a text. But our client support team does like to have a preference down so they know the best way to get information out to you. Do you prefer phone, text, email, or are all of those just fine?
I prefer, yeah, all of them just fine.
All of them. Okay, perfect. And then what is your last name?
My last name is Heing, H-E-I-N-G.
And H-E-I-N-G. And how do you spell your first name again? I'm not sure if Mary got it correct.
It'll be R-A-C-H-V-E-A-S-N-A. Now, you guys is the one that create the Google?
Correct.
Are you guys going to be the one that's uploading my Google page and all of that?
Exactly. Yeah. So you'll have what's called a knowledge panel. So it's basically a virtual or digital brochure for your business. You'll be verified and recognized by both Google and Bing as an active business in the local area. So people can see your business name. They'll be able to see photos for your business, testimonials from your satisfied client. Of course, there will be a link to the website there and the phone number to call. So you'll have that virtual or digital brochure for your business. Of course, the website attaches to that. You are going to get the very detailed reporting and tracking system too. So you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. I know a lot of my clients are just going to ask someone who's never called them before, you know, how'd you hear about me? Where'd you find me? And as long as they're saying, you know, your website's on the first page of Google, that's enough for many people to know that the service is working, but you'll be able to see not only the work that you're getting, you'll also see the work that we're doing to put you on that first page. Like I said, it's almost 70 different directories. Each one of them will have its own clickable icon or a link in your client dashboard, your tracking system, so you can click on and open up your super pages listing or your Manta listing. You'll see that it is all accurate and consistently branding your business name, that it all does link back to the .com website that we'll build for you as well. So like I said, we want you to hold us accountable. There is a lot of work that we have to do to get you on that first page, but our job is to make sure that you get a lot of work on the other end, that people are picking up the phone and calling you. Now, I did want to ask you about the address that I saw for your business online, because correct me if I'm wrong, you're service-based, right? You go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no showroom, no brick-and-mortar location. There's not an address for us to promote for your business online, right?
Yes, I actually have a P.O. box.
You have a P.O. box. Your P.O. box for your business. So Google will not verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those could be rented by someone outside of town. So they do want to make sure that you are an active business in the local area. But they do also know that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if it were a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, if you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. In fact, they're not even going to list a zip code. You're just going to be listed Edmond, Oklahoma, no zip code and no street address. But I did see an address that I mean, it looks like it's a home. The 34 Northwest 155th Street in Edmond. Is that your residence?
I moved out of there.
Oh, you moved out.
That's the reason why I don't want to list it.
No, of course. Yeah, no, we don't want to list it either, but we have to verify that you're an active business. You know, like I said, Google won't verify the post office box, but at the same time, they're not going to list your address physically. No one needs to know, you know, where you're physically located since you go out to the customer. But like I said, we will want to make sure that we know how to verify that you're an active business. You're based out of Edmond, though, 73013?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So if you do not have...
I actually live in Bell City now, so I'm based out
of
Bell City.
Oh, okay, perfect, yeah. And then, of course, we'll be able to target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, even where it's most profitable for you to be found. And then if you don't have any questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. So, you know, we'll want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business? If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you have a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we will create a logo for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I would do, and it is required of us as a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a fixed flat rate, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we're including a website for you, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense, we can move forward at the end. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. And the other thing that I want to do here, and I'm not sure if I asked you or not about the Angie's or the Home Advisor profile, that's still active online because I bet you paid a quarterly or an annual membership fee just to start paying for leads on top of that. But is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
I already paid them already, and I don't pay for the leads on top of it.
That's fine. Yeah, I was just a little bit curious to see what your experience was, but it sounds like you had a fairly typical experience, at least so many business owners over the many years using that service, whether it was called Angie Leads or Home Advisor or even like 9 years ago it was called Service Magic, same company, same services. Most business owners say, you know, it's good money that goes after bad leads, and I was not surprised to hear you say that you stopped using it. But the reason that I ask, like I said, I can still see your profile page because you paid, like, the membership fee. So there's a promo code that I can apply. Where is that promo code? There it is. There's a promo code that I'm going to apply here. It's in our system, and it is not specifically for the Angie's, but it's for someone who has recently or is still paying their advertising dollars elsewhere, and since your profile page is still active, I can apply that discount. It helps me to reduce the cost of the setup fee. Now, the setup fee is not for the website. Like I said, I'll include the website, no additional cost. The setup fee is for all of the additional content, all the directories, the time, the resources, in some cases the direct cost to create the 70 directories that are necessary to get you on that first page. That setup fee can be as high as $2.99 by itself. Sometimes they take 20, 30, even 50% off of it. But I want to make this as affordable for you as I can, and I know from just speaking with you that you did not have a very positive experience, but I'm guessing spent a lot of money on those leads. I want to take 2/3 of that setup fee off, 66%, take $200 off of that $299. It would be a one-time setup fee of $99. Of course, it only attaches to that very first month, and then every month after that is that flat rate of $199, and of course, the website is included. Now, like I said, that voice verification is recorded, but feel free to stop me if you've got a question. Now, give me a second, though, to get that set up. Okay. All right. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local/'s voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online? I have it as Janitorial Floor Services. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Hold on. Up on the phone.
I completely understand. I've got little ones myself, although yes, they're not quite as little anymore.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. Not a worry.
My first name is Brad Visna, and last name Hank.
Okay. And then, Mr. Hang, as the owner of, you are the owner, right? I know it's an LLC, but you're the primary principal founder of the business?
Yes.
Gotcha. And then, that being said, you are then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Mr. Hang, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I'm sorry?
For the billing information that you will be using for our services, I know it's a silly question, but we do have to ask, you are an authorized user on that account, right?
Yes.
Perfect, yeah. It's not a card that you found on the ground or a friend that you borrowed without them knowing. Like I said, we just have to ask. So as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Our job is to make sure that the people who need your services are able to contact you directly. So we do actually request that you agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Hang, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's a month-to-month service, no long-term contract. The reason we ask, though, is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mr. Hang, that's fair enough, right? We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. We will also make sure, like I said, that no physical address appears for your business online. We'll do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then with it being a month-to-month service, with the website included, with me applying discounts to both the subscription cost as well as that one-time setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, and that, of course, is the 29th of August, in the very discounted total amount of just $298.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew at the further reduced rate of just $199. Now, of course, that $199 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls will come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, Mr. Hang, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, as I mentioned, we do offer our services completely at will on a month-to-month basis, which does, in fact, mean You may absolutely discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Hang, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Hang, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. What's the cancellation terms? How much the
cancellation fee? Yeah, so there, like I said, there's no cancellation fee whatsoever, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, there's no early termination fee, there's no cancellation fee, no questions asked or fees involved. The cancellation policy is such that with recurring billing, we would want you to call us at least 3 days before your billing date. We are closed on the weekend, and that way we can prevent the payment from happening. Now, I did used to very, very many years ago. I used to work in the client support division. So I do know from firsthand experience that if you forget, you call the day processes or the day or two after it processes, we will just reverse that payment, but at that point it's a refund instead of us preventing the charge. So that's why it says to prevent charges to your next month of service, we request that you contact us at least 3 days before your billing date. So let's say you get more work than you can take on, or you want to go on vacation, you can call us and say, hey, you know, I need to pause the service, or obviously you can cancel it at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, question.
Sure.
What my banking information right now? I can only process it on the first because I had something went wrong with my bank.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, not a problem. The first is what, Friday? Yeah, the first is Thursday actually. Okay.
Thursday.
Yeah, I'm actually allowed a post-dated transaction for a business week. So actually it would put you to the end of the week anyway. So we can definitely do it on the first. So the one thing that would change is, of course, the billing date. Instead of the 29th of August, it would be September the 1st. A lot easier to remember in that case. And then we would, of course, have recurring billing on the first of the month moving forward. And we'll take a look then at the client interview schedule to schedule that follow-up call for the first, and we can do that, well, if we're looking a couple of days out, we can do just about every time slot except for looks like 2. So anywhere between 9 a.m. and the final one that is scheduled at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock on Thursday. Again, we schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Did you want something as early as 9, as late as 5, or somewhere in the middle?
It could be like 9 in the morning.
9? Yeah. And as long as we're able to process the payment before that, we can do that client interview at 9 o'clock. In this case, then, it would be scheduled from 9 until 10. The call itself would get to you a few minutes after 9, get you off the phone pretty close to 9:30. At 8 o'clock, you'll receive from our automated system a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 9. And in just a minute or so here, I will send a calendar invite to your email address. That calendar invite is really more for your record. You certainly do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's definitely no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. So as far as that first month's payment, although we will not be processing the payment until Thursday the 1st, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Mr. Hang, what works best for you, sir?
It'll be on my debit card.
On your debit card? Okay. And that, of course, bills at the 34 Northwest 155th Street, 73013.
No, it won't be billed to that
address. Oh, no, no, no. That's a different address, right? You said you moved. What is the billing address of that particular card? Is it still in Edmond or no? It's not. You told me before. What is the new address?
41 seconds, sorry. It'll be, I believe it's 4720. It'll be 4720 Southeast 25th Street.
Okay. And the zip code?
73155.
73155. Okay, 73155. Okay. And then I'm actually ready for that card number whenever you are. If you want to read that back to me 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back to you at the end for accuracy.
Okay. My wife is actually praying right now. Am I able to, are you able to call me back within like 30 minutes? I could talk to her about it and let her know what's going on before I put my card on file.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish we would be able to do that, but we're at the end of our day here. I mean, it's almost 6:30, so we're 24 minutes past the end of our day. I don't think my supervisor would want me to stay on the clock to give you a call back in half an hour. So you're not able to talk to your wife. What do you think, though, that she would think about all this? I mean, obviously, you see a value to it, right?
Yes. So you said local flash.
Yeah, let me do this. And we might even, I don't know if we were able to carry on the conversation long enough or if we need to, but let me get, I'm going to send you right now a link to our pricing page, okay? Just need to find that drop-down box real quick here. So this is an SMS message through the computer, but it works just like a text message, so it will be going straight to your smartphone. Because I do want you to see, you know, the services that we provide. You can see, you know, a little bit of information about our company here. So I sent that to you. If you can put me on speakerphone and open that up. The name of our company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. And the link I just sent you is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. This is actually the link to our pricing page where you can actually see the packages that we offer. At the very top of the page, it's going to say take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so like I said, the whole point is to get found online so people can call you. You are going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system, like I said. One of the things that I did not mention is that you can monitor your reviews, and you're going to have reviews. You're going to have almost 70 different directories. Most of them allow someone to write a review. So, you know, you'll have reviews on Yelp, Superpages, Manta, Foursquare, of course, on Google and Bing as well. Wherever those reviews originally populate, they will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting on the review tab. So you can request reviews, respond to reviews, or you can have us respond to those reviews for you on your behalf. You can kind of manage your online reputation there.
So am I getting the one that's a pro or platinum?
It's going to be if you scroll down ahead, the $199 is a 50% reduction in the cost of the pro package. There are bells and whistles that I can add, though, from both the platinum and the platinum premier package. What drives up the cost of those packages is the paid ads. Facebook in the case of platinum, Google paid ads or AdWords in the case of the platinum premier package. And if you were telling me that you regularly go 50 or 100 miles, then we would be talking about doing one of those bigger packages. But I think that local campaign is going to be perfect for you. And like I said, instead of $399 with that $299 setup fee, I'm going to cut the cost of the service monthly, every month in half. So it's $199. It'll never go up. And then I did take $200 off of that setup fee. Okay? So the other bells and whistles, things like the account dashboard, the call and conversion tracking, the lead generation, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, I would be able to add that to the pro package. You're basically going to get the platinum package with just not Google Ads. The Google Ads are paid ads. Most people call them AdWords or pay-per-click. It's the two or three businesses that rotate through the two spots at the very top of the page. And of course, with that, you're paying per click. Although with us, it's a fixed flat rate. You just pay us, and then Google charges us for those clicks. So it's not as affordable as it used to be. Google has increased the minimum requirement for ads from $100 a month to $300 a month. So for small and young companies, it's not always affordable. But like I said, it really is necessary for like a 50 to 100 mile service area. Sometimes people say they go 200 miles, so you really would need paid ads. The local campaign, though, is designed for people that are closer to you, people who need your services and don't know who to call. That local campaign, that local map or the PAC result pops up. But that's exactly why Google won't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. They do, in fact, want to make sure that businesses in the local map are, in fact, local businesses. Now, one thing that I did want you to see, if you scroll up just above where it says the SEO packages, that colorful and recognizable G for the Google logo, it's in a box that says Google Partner. Now, that is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. Anybody can do that. That's our official badge of authenticity. It is provided to us from Google. You can click right on that box. So tap or click on that box. It does go, and you can see at the top, it goes directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that local splash, our company, is a Google partner. And that's important for you. Google has a lot of different qualifications, criteria to be on that first page. They make changes to their local map algorithm all the time. Sometimes they want us to create new directories. Other times they want us to not create certain directories. So we're always in that conversation ahead of the curve, so we know what content Google is indexing. We'll create that content. Again, all of it talks about your services and your service area. That's the content that Google sees, what the search engine searches for, and what Google uses to determine the companies they'll display on that first page. When you've got all of the content Google wants to see, your business will be on that first page. That's where your customers will find you, and that's where they're going to see your phone number and call you directly. Okay?
Okay, yeah, my wife is in, she's in the player right now. She should be out here within the next 30 to 45 minutes, but I just want to be able to show her what am I dealing with. She's actually my assistant, and
okay.
I just want to make sure she's gotcha. In the right path.
Well, sure, but I mean, you know, I understand that she's your wife, she's your partner in life, and also your partner in business, but I mean, I'm sure that she trusts your decisions. I know, in fact, I'm married myself. Your wife probably married you for a number of reasons, but one of them is that she knows you've got a good head on your shoulders, that you make good decisions. She probably also likes the way it looks, right? Even after all these years, your wife probably thinks you're a handsome man. But, you know, I'm sure that she trusts your decision-making for something like this, especially since it's a month-to-month service with no long-term contract, right? The calls are coming to you. It's a flat rate. It's easy to budget for, okay? So, you know, there's no wondering what's it going to be this week. I know with Angie's, it depends on how many leads you get, depends on how much each individual lead costs. With us, it's easy to budget for. It bills once a month for the $199 as an exact amount of flat rate. Now, that being said, you know, I don't think my supervisor would allow me to keep this conversation going for another half hour or 45 minutes, nor would he want me to clock back in to return the phone call. Is this something on a month-to-month basis that you might be comfortable with doing now?
Yeah. Are you able to give me a call back tomorrow? So we can finalize everything. I don't want to.
Well, it is the end of the day. It is the end of the day for sure, and I want you to feel comfortable and confident in making this decision because it's going to make a big difference for you. You know, being found on Google, that's going to get your phone ringing. Having a website that showcases your work, that means that the people that call you will already know that you do exactly what they're looking for. They're going to be calling you, wanting to get that service.
This was something that I was looking forward to having and stuff. And,
But have you and your wife had a conversation about this before? Have you guys talked about listing on Google?
Yeah, we did. And that's what we was actually looking for a provider that helped us out with marketing and stuff like that. So you guys was actually the right people that did call us.
Well, I think you guys will love it. You know, it's a comprehensive program. I mean, there are other companies out there. They'll tell you, hey, you know, you'll be on Google for life. It's a one-time payment. All they do, though, is verify your Google listing, which is something you can do on your own, you know. And it's free, by the way. It's one of the many things that we'll do. We'll set you up as the owner of that listing. We'll ask for managerial access. But you have to have a lot more than just a verified listing. You know, Google needs to see the content that would kind of really reinforce the fact that you are
Do you guys make the actual Google page like a five-star review and stuff? Or
we can help you get reviews, absolutely. You'll get a link to your review tab of your Google listing, a sample thank you letter that you can use as much as you want or just for inspiration. But the important thing is that we'll have a link to the review tab of your Google listing, and you send it out to, by way of email to satisfied customers, friends and family even. You can write a review yourself if you want. But that way, the reviews will populate right on your Google listing, which is where it benefits you the most. Of course, that star rating is what's going to drive people to your website. They can read on there as well. You know, what people are saying about you and why they're saying such nice things about you. Okay?
Okay. They do 17 years of experience. They do Google, they're marketing your Google. They're marketing your Google account. They put your ad, your like your page, your ad, everything. Like basically they make the page for you and all of that. And it's
That's not AGD.
They actually make a Google page for you. Like they put janitorial floor services. They help you upload the pictures. They do everything for you. And I'm sorry, how much is it a month again?
It's a flat rate of $199. Like I said, it's a 50% reduction in the cost of the pro package with all the other bells and whistles. So it's $199 as a fixed flat rate on a month-to-month basis. And it is nothing at all like Angie Leads, where you're paying for a lead and chasing down the lead. We'll make your business as a top option for people to find you on their own and call you directly, calling you, having seen the website that we'll build for you. So they're calling you, ready to hire you. And again, most of it's going to be recurring work, which is going to really help you to grow your business.
Yeah. No, they said that they already get everything out on my own. They charge $200. A month, every single month. Okay, now, can I get my wallet? You see my wallet? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess we'll go ahead and do that, brother.
Oh, I'm excited for you. Yeah, I know.
No,
I know that. And you, do you have photos already, like before and after photos of your work?
Yes, I have a lot of before and after photos.
Oh, good. Yeah. So just to reiterate, not only is the initial construction of your website included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website is included as well. So let's say you get a big job, you're proud of it, you can take more photos or even videos. We can add that content to your website later on, and there would never be an additional cost for that. Okay?
Oh, beautiful. Now on the Google website, are you able So for the Google website, are you able to add my logo on the Google website?
Yes. Yeah. Like I said, the client interview, as we call it, that's to make sure that we've got all the information that we need. We're going to ask you to email photos to us. You can email a photo of your logo as well. Like I said, if you didn't already have a logo, we would have created one with your suggestion. But if you already have one, that's great. So I'm looking at your Facebook page too. We can pull photos right off of your Facebook page as well. And any additional photos that you want us to add, even if they're not on the Facebook page, you can either just email them to us or you can start to upload that content as well on your own through your client dashboard. So not only is it there to track your success, you can also print out invoices for tax purposes, update billing information, or, you know, of course, like I said, add additional photos for that. Okay. Now, is that that debit card, is that a MasterCard or a Visa?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay, so that should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. If you want to go ahead and read that to me 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the very end for accuracy.
Okay, it's 5-2. So just to verify, this package that I'm getting, it will be a pro package or a platinum?
Well, it's basically the Platinum Premier package minus the Google Ads. I know the pro package, it doesn't have on there account dashboard or lead generation or Amazon Alexa, but those are things that we can do. It just takes us time. It doesn't cost us money. So I'm happy to include that in the pro package. What does drive up the cost of the Platinum or the Platinum Premier package is paid Facebook advertising in the case of the Platinum package, or paid Google ads in the case of the Platinum Premier. So you're getting the strength and the features of the Platinum Premier package minus the Google ads, because that is an upfront cost that Google charges us for the paid clicks. And then, of course, you know, you have to pay for that as well. So we can do the Platinum Premier without the Google ads. So it's like the pro package plus all the bells and whistles, if that makes sense.
It'll just say $200 a month. It won't
It's still the $199. Absolutely. That's a fixed flat rate. It'll never go up. It's for the strongest programming that we can do without paying for paid per click, if that makes sense.
Nice. Beautiful.
Okay. So I've got that as a MasterCard starting 52.
52, 97,
mm-hmm.
12. 42.
Okay.
0 through 15.
Mm-hmm.
61. 78. Now, are you able to send me an email in regard to all of this?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. In fact, you're going to get, through our automated system, both the client support phone number, the hours of operation, the email address for the support team. You'll also receive a link to the written terms and conditions. You'll get a separate email. It's got the invoice below it, and then in the body of the email itself, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. In fact, I can walk you through that before we get off the phone. So it's everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, I've got that card as 5297 1242 0315 5178.
61.
Oh, 61. 6178, yep. The last four. Gotcha. It's weird how 51 and 61 over the phone with just a little bit of static are almost indistinguishable sometimes. So just one digit at a time, one last time. I've got 5297-1242-0315-6178.
Yes, that's correct.
And then the expiration month and year?
0123.
01 of 23, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
075.
So I've got 075 on the back of the card, and then January or 01 of 2023 as the expiration date. The billing address is 4720 Southeast 25th. That's in Del City. 73115. And then just to make sure, the spelling of your first name, I've got the last name, by the way, is H-E-I-N-G. And then was the spelling of your first name R-A-T-H-B-E-A-S-N-A?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I was hearing both the V and the E right there together. Now, in just about a minute or so, you're going to receive through our automated system, like I said, that confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
All right, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, it is 877-635-6225. 435-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And then, Mr. Hang, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can email the support team, of course, 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And like I said, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You might even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Just kind of those basic questions that I went over before and a couple of others. So let me pull up that client interview calendar. Now, we do schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes, and you will receive that confirmation email through our system as soon as our system is able to process that payment. Now, we did just attempt to process that payment the first month with the one-time setup fee, the total of $298, and I got a message back from our finance department that we were not able to process that payment. It doesn't say why, so I don't know. I know we verified the information. I don't know if there might be a hold on the card or if you have to notify your bank that you're attempting to make that payment, or are the resources indeed available for that?
Yeah, it's going to have to be processed on the first.
On the first of the month, yeah. So let's schedule the client interview for the first then. And we were shooting for the 9 o'clock, right? Or did you want something
time?
A little bit late? Yeah, noon? Okay. Yeah, so and then we can wait until just before noon to process that payment, if that's okay for you. I mean, if that's better for you, give you a little time to make sure everything's processed or even go to the bank if you need to. So we'll process that payment just before noon. The call itself will get to you maybe a few minutes after 12, get you off the phone pretty close to 12:30. You do not need to be in front of a computer. Like I said, you'll receive a reminder email at 11 that the call itself is scheduled for 12. And I'll also send you right now, in fact, a link to your, it's a calendar invite for that scheduled appointment at noon on Thursday. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. Again, that stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then it's going to have your username, your name, and your phone number. Now, when we do process that payment, and it's only going to be right before your client interview, so you might just have our client interview technician walk you through it, but it's going to open up the link. It's going to talk about the services, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization and everything else that we'll be providing for you. And then at the very bottom, it's just going to ask you to type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature. It'll make more sense when you see it, but that does allow us to both verify that you're an active business in the local area. It's also going to allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. And, of course, it does, in fact, let us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we've reduced both the cost of the subscription as well as the setup fee, that we're including the website, et cetera. So you'll receive all of that information on the morning, or at least right at noon on Thursday the 1st, and your client interview will be right after that. So if you have any questions kind of navigating that link, you can have our client interview technician kind of walk you through it, okay? But other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. You know, obviously getting your phone ringing, earning your business 1 month at a time, and I sure hope that it does, and I think it will. It'll help you just to kind of forget the whole paying for leads thing. I think most business owners, most of my clients anyway, prefer direct phone calls, and even the ones that had experience with the lead-based service and success, although it's not usually Home Advisor or Angie, maybe Thumbtack or something like that, I think most business owners would prefer to shut down those leads and just let their phone ring. So that's definitely what's going to happen here. We're looking to be a big part of that. We're pretty excited to get your phone ringing and simply earn your business. Like I said, we'll process the payment just before noon on Thursday, and that follow-up call from our technician will be shortly thereafter.
Okay, sounds good, brother. Thank you a lot.
All right. Well, I'm really thankful for your time and your patience in taking this call. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you. And someone from the other department, that client interview team, will be giving you that follow-up call on Thursday.
On Thursday? Okay, sounds good. But so you said one time $299, and then after
yeah,
that,
it's $298. It's a $99 setup fee. So, yeah, it's $298, and then after that, it's $199. Exact
okay,
amount.
You.
No taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees or a percentage of your profit. Again, no matter how many jobs you get, recurring work, it's just that flat rate. So I think you're going to love it. I'm pretty excited to get it going for you. And our client interview technician will be giving you that follow-up call in that 12 o'clock hour. It's a 1 o'clock window. The call takes about 25 or 30 minutes. So it'll get to you a little bit after 12, get you off the phone pretty close to 12:30 on Thursday the 1st.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Hank, real pleasure speaking with you. Thanks again for your time. You take care. Have a good day.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.